Welcome to the Mindful Babes podcast. I am Jessica Hutto, spiritual and mindset coach, your manifestation bestie and mentor in life and business.
And I'm Valerie Adams, mindset coach and lifestyle entrepreneur, helping women break past their anxiety and live a life of abundance and freedom. Together, we are the Mindful Babes. Each week, we will be offering you an interview or idea that will support you on your path to a more mindful and intentional life. We will help you incorporate a quick bite of mind food into your busy day and give you easy ways to win your week.
You deserve to take this time for yourself, and we are so excited you're here. It is our honor to take you on a mindful journey and show you how easy it is to feel good, stay connected, and love yourself every day. Thank you for tuning in. Let's begin.
Hello, Mindful Babes. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I am with the beautiful and inspiring lifestyle creator and mindset coach, Savannah Hamilton.
Thank you. So excited to be here.
So excited to have you here. And Savannah and I, we met at a live event, Met for More. It was such an incredibly inspiring event almost a month ago, and we both have had very profound shifts in our lives since.
I'm getting teary-eyed.
Yeah, we've had so many incredible shifts in our life since an event like that. And, you know, this episode isn't about live events, but to talk about that, if you ever have a calling to go to an event or potentially go on a retreat where you know that there's growth available for you, you know that there's something more for you, where you're literally meant for more, and you have any curiosity about an event, I would say do the damn thing, buy the ticket, book the flights, just go. If you're curious, it means that you're being pulled to it, and you can really create miracles in your life from saying yes to things like that. And a miracle right now is that Savannah and I are connected, which is awesome.
Oh my gosh. Yes, girl. I couldn't agree more.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So today we are going to talk about what it's like to be addicted to the doing. A lot of us were raised to believe that in order to have all the things you want in your life, you have to do. So you're always doing something. You're always working hard. You're grinding. You're hustling, which I don't know about you, Savannah, but I cringe when I hear people say like, oh, grind, like hustle. It gives me an icky feeling. What do you think about those terms?
Oh my gosh. I wish we could just throw them all in the trash and never think about them again. And I think a lot of that comes from just my own experience with that and my own, like, just remembering that that's the only way to be. You know, growing up, my parents were like, you have to work hard to make money, and work hard, play hard. It's all about this hustle and grind. And, you know, now in my adult life and the transformations that are happening now, I'm realizing like that's not even part of the equation.
Right. Well, I would love if you could share with us your story, how you got into your journey of, you know, being this lifestyle creator / mindset coach, and who you were before you really stepped into your passion and supported women on the level that you are today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We need 4 years and us a pint of vodka. And I think we can all get through this together.
Yes.
But, where did I even begin? So my business is called Wild Savannah, and that came from, I've always just been this kind of wild child that always beat to the own like drum of my heartbeat is what I like to say. And I, just like this podcast is, titled, like, I've always been addicted to the doing, always trying new things, always going on new adventures, always just, I love like this, I wanted to be a sponge of life. Right. And, I think a lot of that came from maybe in my child, well, not maybe, a lot of that came from because in my like early years in childhood, I went to a small school. I grew up in a really rural town and I was bullied. And I just knew I had this dream of living in California, like being successful, living where it's warm and not in the snow. And so I just knew that like schooling was the only way to get me out of here. Like I had to have an education and get out of here. Same kind of core beliefs that my parents instilled in me. You go to college, you get a good paying career, you get job security, something with benefits. And so really a lot of my like tenacity and determination, although I'm so grateful for that, came from this, my insecurities and my kind of mess of being bullied throughout high school. And while I'm so grateful for that, I graduated high school early. I got my, did my undergrad in 3 years. I had my master's degree. I obtained my nurse practitioner. I was traveling the world, making six figures, like living a life that many would love, which I did for about 2 months. And then I was like, okay, something doesn't feel right. Like something, there's something like missing in my life. Like, but I had everything. I had a brand new car. I was making six figures. Like I said, I literally was traveling every other week. I worked seven on and seven off and had the freedom to do whatever I want. And I was just like, something's missing. So my first job as a nurse practitioner was in Iowa, and it was really rural. Once again, I kind of isolated from all my friends, all my family, everything that I kind of identified myself with was all taken away from me. And I only had to sit with myself. And that was like a scary place to be one with myself. So about 4 years ago, I started on this journey of self-development and figuring out like who the fuck Savannah was. Sorry, I don't know if we can cuss on your podcast. figuring out who Savannah was and asking myself like, why was I doing all of these things? Like, where did all this come from? And I found that my desire to create all of this in my life, all of these external quote unquote successful things, was coming from my insecurities, was never something that I truly was passionate about, that I was like, there's such a difference from chasing something with your ego versus doing something from your heart, which is what everybody searches for, their passion, their mission to be fulfilled in life. And I had a total disconnect of what I was passionate about what, and actually what I was doing in life.
Wow. So what was that feeling like to have something kind of tugging at you as you're looking at your results, which your results were, it sounds like a beautiful, blessed life, right? It's like you get to be doing that very thing that you work so hard to study and obtain multiple degrees for. You were traveling, you know, money wasn't a thing. You were able to splurge and divulge in luxuries, freedom. Like, what was it like to have that nagging feeling inside saying, gosh, there must be more?
Such a good question. And you know, I think probably many of your listeners can relate. It's that I just kind of buried it below me, you know. Everybody around me was telling me, oh, job security, you have benefits, you have your master's degree. Like I still have $100,000 in student debt, like sitting there. And I just was like, well, I guess like this is what it has to be. Like, I'll just travel on the side because that's what I'm passionate about. I'll just go girl trips on the side. And like, I just thought that that's how life was supposed to be.
Yeah. So it sounds like you were settling mentally and within your spirit, even though on the outside looking in, most people would say that you were far, far, far from settling. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would say 100% I was settling. So funny is what I did, and we were talking before how the universe will always give you guidance and if you ask. So I was like, how can I work this job, make six figures, work the least amount, and travel the most? So I got a job that was 2 days a week. It was a 12-hour shift and a 24-hour shift. Like, my five-year goals had been checked off. It was at a high, like a well-known, I think the third in the country ICU. And I just, like, I hated it. It cringed going to work. I was nauseated before I was going there. And I was like, I just have to make it through orientation. Like, I just have to make it through orientation. And at the end of my orientation, they called me in and said, like, I'm sorry, we don't think you're a good fit for this. And I was let go. And at the time, I was like, oh, God, I've never not achieved any. I've never not had a goal, like, check off. But really, that was the universe saying, like, Savannah, wake up. And that propelled me and was a catalyst for me really taking a fine-tooth comb and looking at my life and really, like, okay, you already know you're not happy. You already know that kind of something is disconnected between what you're passionate about and what you're doing. Like, let's merge these together. What's going on? Like, at the time, I really was like a motivation and inspiration to many of my friends and family. But I was like, I'm telling them to go do what they want in life. I wasn't even identifying myself as a coach at the time, but really, like, starting to walk the walk and talk the talk. Like, it's so easy to tell other people to do, but then when it comes to your own life, that's really tough sometimes.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Thank you for sharing that part of your story. And I feel like that happens to so many people, right? It's like just classic. The universe is always going to give you what you need, not necessarily mm-hmm. what you want. Surely you never would have wished for yourself and for your ego to be literally let go from a job and told, right. Hey, like, actually don't come back. You know, you never wish that on yourself, but that's probably exactly what you needed at that point in your life to move forward. So what was the story you told mm-hmm. yourself when that happened, and how did you decide it was time to just take your life in a totally different direction?
Oh, you know, I remember at that time I'd been kind of on my spiritual journey for about 2 years. And I remember Oprah saying, like, saying a quote, like, if you get fired, you should actually say thank you, because ooh. Yeah, because, like, clearly it's not meant for you. Like, there's something better. The universe has something greater in store for you. And it was like a sense of relief. I'll be honest with you. I hated the job so much, and it was so out of alignment with who I was. I just was so I was just looking at the paycheck. I wanted that six figure consistently. And it was, like I said, the ego. I wanted to, like, prove to everybody that had bullied me in high school that I was, like, worth it. And I read this to you earlier. I was just at a conference this weekend, and someone said, this guy, his name is Dave Austin. He said that when you spend your whole life working to prove your worth, that you're never going to be happy. And I was like, oh, like, you're right. I was working to prove my worth, but who needed to see my worth the most? And that was myself.
Yeah. Wow. So that leads me into my next question / our topic. Like, how do you, especially someone like you who got to where you were, got that six-figure income, got the life of, you know, your desires at that point in time, it's what you had desired. Mm-hmm. From doing, how were you able to shift your mindset to a space where, you know, you're still taking committed action, of course, but how were you able to shift your mindset from always needing to be doing to being and allowing and surrendering? What was that like?
Oh my God, a mess. a struggle and a mess. It's like, if you guys have ever seen the video, there's, like, this little kid that's freaking out because the water is so deep, and he's, like, holding onto this rope for dear life. Like, that was me just struggling to stay afloat. But then when he, like, relaxed and put his feet down, it's like a foot of water. That was me trying to surrender. But I started just doing simple steps. Louise Hay was one of the first authors. The book, it's a collection, but You Can Heal Your Life. Like, she is the godmother of self-love. And I recommend everybody who hasn't heard of her or read any of her work, please do yourself a service. She really helped propel my life into doing mirror work, starting to cultivate a self-love practice, meditating, journaling, just all of the things to kind of reflect inward, because all of my life I had been doing things externally and doing all the work externally, but nothing inward.
So what is your go-to self-love practice that you can go, you know, call on at any time when you feel like you're getting carried away and needing to do? What's that one practice that you always come back to anchor yourself?
Oh, meditation, like by far, is the one thing that, because my mind, you know, even today, I still find myself doing, but having, you know, I have now a morning routine that I'm very intentional with how I start my day. And I think that's really important, especially for all women, especially if you're, you know, you're more masculine minded, you are doing a lot creating space. So whether that be meditation, journaling, whatever, for me, it's meditation. And if any of your listeners are just beginners, start with like a guided meditation. For me, I couldn't just, and it's not about stopping quiet in your mind, but I could never just sit in stillness. So starting with a guided meditation. Now, sometimes if I'm still really wound up, I'll go back to a guided meditation, but meditation by far is like what will drop me into myself the quickest.
Yeah, it's something you can always go back to. So what would you recommend to someone who hasn't done meditation before? And they, you know, to like, that's how I was when I first started. I was like, wait, I stay here for like 15 minutes and not say anything. So what guided meditations would you recommend?
Yeah. And, you know, I share this with all of my clients, and I find myself as well. Like, meditation is just a capsule to be intentional about creating kind of some white space for yourself. So it doesn't have to be like you're sitting a monk with candles lit and it's quiet and you have no thoughts running through your mind. Meditation is really just an intentional space for like you time. Mm-hmm. And that can come in the form of like active meditation, such as running. If you're working out, like, from, you know, a lot of times when we're in the shower or we're running, we have like those aha moments. We're like, oh my God, this is what I should do. And we have clarity. Like, that's active meditation.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think limiting yourself to just being quiet, I like to open my clients up, because many of them are like high performing women, that sitting down for 15 minutes, like, literally makes them cringe.
They're like, wait, I can't do anything.
Right. Or you're just creating checklists in your head. That was me. Like, like, I would sit down. I'm like, well, I could be doing this. I have the laundry to do. Like, just creating mental checklists of all the stuff I needed to do when I was done. But that's why guided meditation, and I mean, they're abundant. You can look at them on YouTube. Finding guided meditations to allow your mind to kind of flow with them. That's where I started. And it doesn't have to be 40 minutes, an hour. Start little. Do little steps day by day, but you have to be consistent with it, because our minds are so used to just being in this constant go, go, go state that it's not just going to be like a one-time fix. And just being like, giving yourself grace. You're never going to sit there and not have any thoughts. It's when you don't entertain those thoughts. And if you do start to like have a mental conversation with your thoughts, like, just come back to your breathing. Breathing is really, like, breath work. It really helps ground and center me as well.
Those are such good tools. And I mean, how does it feel to know that you have this like tool belt essentially in your life with like so many different, practices and techniques you can use and call on at any time? Because, you know, a lot of my clients, when we start working together, and I'm sure you see this with yours, really what we're doing is we're replacing one habit with another. So everything's a habit. When tough stuff comes up, you know, some old habits could be turning to alcohol, could be turning to, you know, lots of Netflix and numbing yourself and distracting yourself. And the new tools that you give your clients and I give mine too. It's about confronting what's really happening and using these tools to help work through it rather than run from it. So what has it been like in your life to just have this set of tools that you can use in different variations at any time in your day when stuff is coming up?
I love that question. And I, you know, at first I want to say, well, it's beautiful. I love having my tools, but sometimes it really sucks because you have to call yourself out on your own BS, right? Like, now that I am aware, like once you know, you can never unknow. So now that I'm aware of my own, like the old stories I tell myself or like my inner mean girl coming up, it's beautiful. But sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, I know what I'm doing. I know what I should be doing. But like, I just want to like numb out or something. Like, I just want to go home and have a glass of wine. Versus like, okay, let's slow down. Like, what am I feeling? Let's work through this. So I just want to have that preface. It doesn't mean like when we're coaches that stuff doesn't come up for us and that we have a tool belt and we're just like these perfect, you know, little carpenters that don't run into any problems or resistance. But I can say like, it's worth every, I'm so grateful that I've done the work. I'm so grateful that I've dedicated my life to this journey and to my self-growth and kind of understanding why I'm here and what my purpose and passion is. Like, I'm so, so grateful for that.
Oh, I love it. And what is, and this is my final question, I think.
Yeah.
What is a motto or a mantra that you are constantly repeating in your mind? Like, if I were to be hanging out in your brain with you, what's that one phrase that I can expect to hear you say over and over and over again in your mind?
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love that. And I'm like, okay, let me get in my mind. Yeah, there's a lot. You know, I think for me, and this will go, this I would offer this to anybody who is a high-performing woman who does find themselves in a masculine mindset, who is very like problem-oriented and wants to fix everything. For me, it's when I come to like a problem or a challenge or some like a negative emotion, instead of trying to fix everything and have solutions and be there for everybody and have everything like all together in a bow, I like, what is this here to teach me? What is this learn? Like, what can I learn from this? And being in the space of like receptive and surrendering, really like softens me and allows me to like hear the message of the universe instead of like trying to fix it or have a solution for it. Mm. So I guess just like, what is this here to teach me?
Yes. Yes. Oh, I love that. That's so supportive. There's a lesson in everything, like every annoyance, even like being in traffic, like what's the lesson here? So I love that. And I truly believe that what you shared, that's an abundance mindset, because that's someone who is looking to learn and is looking for the blessing in the situation, because lessons are blessings, right? You can find a lesson and a blessing in every situation. So that just aligns with me so much. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And, you know, it's so, so relatable. So many people, you know, we spend our whole lives getting that degree, getting that title, making that certain amount of money that we think, well, I couldn't possibly ever do anything besides this because of everything I've done to get myself to this point. And you are living proof that that's absolutely not true. It's never too late. If anything, you're just getting started because you have the rest of your life to live your passion and do what lights you up. So really inspired me today. And I know that you've inspired someone listening right now. So thank you.
Valerie, thank you so much as well. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. And I hope all of your audience has gained value and insight in this.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And then how can they find you? How can we find you on Instagram? If someone wants to work with you, what would that look like?
Yeah. So I have my website is www.wild-savannah.com. My Instagram handle is the.wildsavannah. And I also have a Facebook group, which I love to hang out in my Facebook group and Instagram the most. I'm always hanging out in those spaces. But my Facebook group is Untamed and Unapologetic, Women Who Want More Out of Life. Mm. And, you know, I have a host of things going on. I'm getting ready to host a retreat in Joshua Tree. I also have a course coming out that's called, I'm blanking. I went back and forth between two words, but it's called Fierce Feminine. Ooh, that will be coming out. Yeah. That'll be coming out at the end of June. And then you can work one-on-one with me. So working with me, you know, I'm if you find yourself as like a high performing woman and your masculine mindset set that has, you have all the things on the outside and what people would call on the outside is quote unquote successful, the house, the car, the kids, the money, but you still aren't satisfied or aren't feeling fulfilled, then I'd love to work with you. You know, this is what I do. This is my obsession. It's really tapping into the mindset of these women and creating a life that not only looks good on the outside, but internally as well.
That's so important. Yep. How it looks on the outside is honestly not as important as how you feel inside.
Oh my gosh. 100% girlfriend.
Well, thank you again for being on. It's been a pleasure and can't wait to see what's next. Thank you for tuning in and we will be back next week.
Thank you so much for spending your time with us on the Mindful Babes podcast. It is our pleasure to serve you and give you a quick bite of mind food today. We are excited and proud of you for taking this time to better yourself and live a life of intention.
If this episode made you feel something, would you do us a favor and share it with someone you think would enjoy it? We would be so grateful. And if it feels aligned for you, please leave us a review in the iTunes store. Tell us what you liked and what you want more of. We're here to serve you and any feedback is greatly appreciated. We want to continue bringing value to your life, so stay in touch. Be sure to check out the show notes for more ways to connect with us. Until next time, we are wishing you a week of intention, joy, and abundance.